Joining me in the KRVS studios today is Mariusz Smoly, who is conductor and artistic director of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, here to talk about their upcoming season, which opens very soon, sooner than we think, in September. And you all have a wonderful season. We were just talking before we got on the microphones about how you have so many different ways to enjoy music now. You've got your chamber series, you have your classical concert, you all do commissioned pieces, you bring in all kinds of people, not just your regular guest artists, but you have so many people involved both in performance and in production. So it's really a community effort, and I know that you all like to talk about it as your Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, our Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, and you really are coming through with that.
Well, thank you very much. I'm delighted that you liked our programming. Indeed, we're going to have concerts that range from an intimate solo guitar recital to programs that involve over 300 musicians singing and playing at the same time. The overall theme for this year season is water, and we have a three-year themes that all are going to explore connections between the basic elements and music. And this year we're exploring water, next year will be fire, and in 2 years will be the earth. This wide gamut of musical works that were inspired by water or have some connection with water, very real or maybe spiritual one. Each of our concerts will have this element as a part of the programming, starting with our first concert in September or September 21st, we're starting with a program called Starting with the Winner. Mm-hmm. It will feature a winner of the latest New Orleans International Piano Competition, Viktor Volkov, who play a Rhapsody on the theme by Paganini by Rachmaninoff. But all the other works will be connected in one way or the other with water. And to help our listeners understand the relationship between the sound and the concept of water, we have a visual element at that concert. We have a company that comes and brings huge screen that we're going to put behind the orchestra. And they have a special photography they prepared for those two particular pieces that we're going to perform that are connected with water. First of them is a symphonic poem by Czech composer Bedřich Smetana, titled The Moldau, which is the name of the biggest river in Czech Republic, and people who come to our concert will be able to see wonderful imagery of the river at different seasons and different stages as the river developed from a small stream to really huge river. Music describes it in one way, the photography would describe it in the other way. And then the second piece that will have this multimedia element is a wonderful delicate composition by Finnish composer Jan Sibelius, titled Sven of Tuonela, which is based on old Finnish legend and portrays very calm, beautiful Nordic lake in the way only a Nordic composer could have done it. Also on the program, excerpts from the Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky, very logical connection. So this is a really multifaceted exploration of music and water already in our first program.
Well, and it's a great element to choose for Louisiana because, of course, there's water all around us, and
Absolutely.
It's lakes and bayous, and of course, the entire Atchafalaya. It's like we're on some kind of moving piece of water, and that actually was very much in your minds as well because you all commissioned a piece about the Atchafalaya.
Yeah, our second masterwork program in September features a specially commissioned work titled The Legacy of the Atchafalaya, and is a part of our collaborative project with the local Boy Scouts of Acadiana, who did make a 100-year pledge to clean and use the Atchafalaya Basin in the new way. And we are going to tell their story and story of Atchafalaya in the musical language with the help of a very experienced composer who did that type of musical narration before. So this work, in addition to featuring some elements of local music, local musical culture, typical for this part of Louisiana, will have lyrics provided by the scouts who spent time on the water in the basin, working there or enjoying the water, as well as, again, photography of the atchafalaya, all of those elements coming together, again, to tell the story of the relationship between men and the water, and also music, mm-hmm. men and
so
the water.
So the scouts actually wrote lyrics that are incorporated in this piece composed by this professional composer.
It won't be, this work is still being composed. Mm-hmm. It's still a work in progress. And I don't know exactly how he is going to use it. The text will definitely come from the scouts. It may be in the form of a lyrics to a song. Mm-hmm. It may be a narration that comes between different verses. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe something that introduces elements of the basin. It's still in works, but it'd be definitely an artistic component coming directly from the scouts.
What a wonderful collaboration between local young people and a professional composer, all having to do with one of our greatest resources here in South Louisiana.
Yeah, I really enjoy those collaborations. Mm-hmm. And I think once young people get involved in this artistic process of creation and they get involved in the performance, I think, number one, they're going to get a special badge, mm-hmm. all the scouts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Number two, I think they're going to develop appreciation, understanding of music on a different level that they had before we started that project.
Right.
We have a wonderful guest on that program as well. We're going to host the Harlem String Quartet, Grammy-winning quartet from New York, which represents the new wave of chamber music playing in America that combines both the classical elements and the jazz and pop elements. They're going to play with us excerpts from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein, arranged for string quartet and orchestra, and a number of jazz pieces arranged for them and an orchestra. So very different take on chamber music and collaboration between string instruments and an orchestra. I'm very excited about them coming in. And we hope to have a lot of scouts in the audience. So we also wanted to show them this quote-unquote cooler part of the symphony and show them that the symphony can play in many different styles and represent many different musical forms. And this concert is a perfect example of that.
Right, just as any other instrument can play so many styles, an orchestra
Absolutely.
Can as well. You're just a really, really large instrument. I want to tell people who may be tuning in, my guest is Mariusz Smoly, who is conductor of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, talking about their upcoming season, which begins in September. Tickets are available now. People can purchase series tickets, and it can be either your main concert series or the chamber series.
Mm-hmm. And also we have a new way of kind of mini subscription. You can pick three. Pick three, any of the chamber or symphony concert, and that will provide you a significant discount versus a single ticket prices.
Okay, so lots of ways to buy tickets. You haven't opened up yet for the individual tickets.
Not yet.
That will come.
We'll open closer to the first concert. But I think really if you buy a subscription of six concerts, it's like getting two concerts for free almost.
So you can call the office or go online to the Acadiana Symphony website to find out more about that.
Yes.
So this amazing piece, Legacy of the Atchafalaya, will be performed in October. And then in November, you have a program that I'm sure people will be fighting for tickets, and it's Fantasia. How are you all going to incorporate that with this?
You know, Fantasia, for those of us that don't remember, was a project originated by Leopold Stokowski and Philadelphia Orchestra many decades ago. And the idea was to bring the wonderful, at that time, new imaginary of Disney Studios with the most wonderful classical music.
Mm-hmm.
And they composed the story of Mickey Mouse that goes through a lot of the wonderful
Sorcerer's Apprentice,
a lot of wonderful events and very engaging storytelling through animation that is being told with the help of a symphony orchestra playing some of the most wonderful composers that wrote for the orchestra who ever lived: Beethoven, Debussy, Dukas, Stravinsky. And the movie was digitalized in year 2000 and a few years later made available for a showing with a live symphony orchestra. That's how it was meant in the years back then. I think for the first time in Louisiana, we're bringing this new production when on a gigantic screen, the biggest screen we ever had in Hyman, that comes from Nashville, Tennessee, a company that specializes in those productions. On this gigantic screen, in the newest digital technology, you'll see the wonderful animation brought by Disney while the orchestra plays the original soundtrack to the movie that consists of some examples of some of the most wonderful symphonic music ever written.
I can imagine that would be very challenging.
It is difficult. The timing is the issue. Because, you know, if the magical wand touches Mickey Mouse's head, the sound needs to come exactly at that time.
Right. Waves the wand, it's going to make a certain sound.
Right. So it's a challenging project for me as a conductor, especially, and for all of our musicians, of course, on stage as well. But what a wonderful experience for audience. I mean, for those of us who've seen it in our teens or when we are small, is a travel back in time. And for those who are not only young at heart, but also young at age, it would be a great introduction to music. Yes. And just a wonderful afternoon of arts. Mm-hmm. It's an afternoon concert on 4 o'clock. So
great for families.
All families can come together and really enjoy it. Mickey Mouse and Disney, like you've never seen it before.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like there's going to be some special activities too with
yes.
Disney cookies.
And, right, and princesses and
dancing
and teas with the queen and things like that.
Everything. I'm sure the children can come dressed up as their favorite character as well.
Oh, yes. We'll have all the special packages advertised later, closer to the concert day.
Well, that is Fantasia, performed by the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. That will be in November. And then, of course, December, you have your annual Christmas concert. Mm-hmm. And this year, it's really going to be Christmassy.
It's very traditional, kind of warm, feel-good, cozy, traditional music played by the orchestra, sang by Acadiana Symphony Chorus, and we have a very special guest, soprano Jennifer Babbage, Welsh Babbage, who was with us last March. She sang at the concert we did at St. John Cathedral. Many of our listeners fall in love with her voice. She's a really superb singer. You know, she sings at Met and many other major opera houses. And so she's coming back and she will sing many wonderful carols and traditional Christmas tunes with the orchestra and with the chorus.
Well, a lot of people I know will look forward to that, your Christmas performance. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be doing a Mahler symphony in the springtime in March. Mm-hmm. That's quite a production.
Oh, yeah. This is our biggest production in terms of human resources. And for that occasion, Acadiana Symphony, for the very first time, will collaborate on stage side by side with the Baton Rouge Symphony. It will be two orchestras joining forces on stage and choruses for both cities joining forces on stage, approximately 350 performers.
And there's enough room?
Yes, Hyman has a big stage. Mm-hmm. Enough room for all of us. We do one performance in Baton Rouge on Thursday, and then Saturday, the better performance.
Crossing the bass into Lafayette.
It's a very interesting piece. Mahler was not only a superb composer, superb conductor, but he knew how to create spirituality in his music, which is very difficult. It's another layer of skill that not every composer possesses, and he was master of that. And in a way, in the symphony, he describes his own spiritual journey from one religion to the other religion. But I think no matter what our religion is, whether we pray in church or synagogue, or we don't pray in any building, we all are very spiritual people. We all have this something special that makes us different from the other creatures on earth. So therefore, I think his music is going to touch everybody's heart one way or the other. And the way he tells the story from, you know, going from hell to heaven, everything in between, and the human struggles, that connects with everybody on some level. And him being this brilliant orchestrator and brilliant composer and employing huge choir and huge orchestra is really one of a kind sonic experience. Mm-hmm. And I really encourage everybody who feels that connection with the music and feels the connection with his on her own spirituality to see how Mahler's view on spirituality speaks to us.
Mm. Sounds like it will be a very transcendent experience.
It'll be very loud at times and very quiet at times. Mm-hmm. It's a very profound message at the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is Mahler's Resurrection Symphony that will be performed by the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra in March. Mm-hmm. We're talking about their season, and you can purchase series tickets now, a variety of ways to group those with the chamber series, the concert series, the pick three. So whatever suits your year and your schedule. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to close your season, your concert season, with water music at St. John's Cathedral.
Yeah, water music is the name of a very famous suite composed by George Frederick Handel when he was living in London, I think King George V, it was, commissioned him to write something spectacular, something that every Londoner would enjoy listening to. So he wrote a cycle of popular then Baroque dances. The problem was that in order to find the right venue for many, many musicians he wanted to employ, mostly winds at that time, and to accommodate all the public that they wanted to invite, there was not the right place in London to do it. So somebody came up with the idea of putting the orchestra on the barges that were grouped together on the Thames River, which they did, and they also used the natural acoustical properties of the water, which actually carries the sound for quite a long distance. So they could put the audience along the banks of the Thames River, put the band on the barges. It was a tremendous success. They had to repeat the concert many times for people to enjoy it. Therefore, now we call this suite of Baroque dances by Handel water music.
It's not really, it's not like he composed it with water in mind. No.
It's a different relationship between water. Yes. Mm-hmm. Going back for 1 second to a resurrection concert, one may ask, what is the relationship between water and resurrection symphony? I say it's holy water, which is very prominent in the Christian Christian religion. Yes. But anyway, this concert of water music is going to take place in St. John Cathedral, and it will have much more intimate feeling as compared to with the Mahler symphony. There's a very also spiritual piece by Arvo Pärt, who is a very famous Estonian composer called Fratres. And I think in my mind is a very watery, quote-unquote, piece in the way it's constructed. It starts with this one single sound played by percussion, which in my mind is a drop of water. Drop of water somewhere on the top of a mountain that becomes slowly few drops of water, little stream, big stream, and a river. That's how the music evolves. Mm-hmm. And that's how
sort of the
composer, right, how the composer envisioned that. I think it should sound very beautifully in the acoustics of the St. John Cathedral. We have some music by Bach also on the program, and Norwegian composer Olga Gjaillo, which also deals with spirituality and existence, but beautiful contemporary music. There are some composers nowadays that really write tonal, beautiful, inspiring music, and I think this concert will feature two of them, one from Estonia, one from Norway.
I know there will be a lot of people in the community who are very happy about that, because there is some lovely contemporary music being performed, and particularly, as you said, the Norwegians and Arvo Pärt, and some beautiful music. So this is the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's upcoming season, their concert season. There's also a chamber series that will take place at the Acadiana Center for the Arts for the most part.
All of them will be at the
ACA. And maybe we can just kind of hit the highlights of those concerts.
Absolutely. I think one of the great things about each of those concerts is that they have connection with water. But we also will feature some really terrific guest artists. We'll have a young star of harp, probably the most talented and well-known young harpist in the nation, Bridget Kirby, who is already teaching at Juilliard. She will come and with our musicians give a harp recital. And what I like about Bridget, I worked with her before, she makes the harp the way you're expecting it to sound, playing traditional, beautiful French repertoire, for example. But she also make it sound like you've never heard before, playing very fiery South American dances or Cuban dances, really very interesting approach, modern approach to harp. So her recital will present the harp in many different colors, many different ways, and I'm sure everybody who attends will be delighted to hear harp that
she'll be
played that way.
By the chamber orchestra.
Yes, it will be six or seven of our musicians playing with her music by Ravel, Debussy, and some Cuban composers as well.
We'll be sure to feature her on our program, Harpistry, which we have here.
She's
on
a fascinating person to talk to because she commissions new works and plays with some of the best players in the Lincoln Center series in New York. Really wonderful musician.
And I also want to mention that you all have some gorgeous brochures this year. People can get copies, I guess, by calling the office, because you'll really want that to put up on your wall or your desk to keep reminding yourself of
Thank you very much. I'm
really
glad you like it. Yes, you can actually download a copy from our website to order a copy on a better
still
paper.
The hard copy is quite nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah.
So let's continue with the chamber music series.
Then we have a special program on the Valentine's Day to help you make the perfect Valentine's date ever. Program we called Heartstrings, which will feature very romantic, beautiful music played by our chamber orchestra. There will be piece by Puccini called Chrysanthemums, will be piece by Edward Grieg called Erotic for Strings. I won't tell you what is it all about until you come to the concert. And we have a Souvenir de Florence by Tchaikovsky, many other beautiful chamber works, perfect for the Valentine's Day. Our third concert will feature Martin Dilla, who is a very famous classical virtuoso. This is his second visit to Lafayette. He played with the orchestra a few years ago. This time he will play solo. And he's the only classical musician today that won more than 20 international competitions with the first prize. He really
won
everything.
Guitar virtuoso.
Yes, sorry. Who won, I think, 23 exactly international competitions, including the Los Angeles guitar competition in this country. Mm-hmm. Really a fascinating player. His repertoire is very interesting. There is a piece by Schubert he's going to play, Ponce, who is a famous, I believe, Spanish guitar composer, and really evening not to be missed. We're going to finish with a winner. We call our first concert, starting with the winner, because we featured the winner of the Indiana New Orleans Piano Competition. We're going to finish with the winner of the Van Cliburn Competition in Dallas, Jose Fegali. Received the first the gold medal and first prize, I think, in 1987 or 88. He's coming back to Lafayette for the second time, performing some solo work by Chopin, Beethoven, and also playing famous Schubert Trout Quintet, again, connection with water. Schubert composed this song called Trout, and the song was such a hit on the Viennese salons, he decided to make an instrumental version of it and compose the string quintet, which is going to end up our chamber season.
Everyone will love that. That is the season, both the concert and the chamber series for the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. You can purchase tickets now for either of those series. You can do the Pick 3 programming that will maybe fit your schedule a little bit better. But you can find out about that by going to their website or calling their office and purchasing those tickets now. And giving it as a gift as well, certainly a good thing
absolutely.
To include your entire family and friends.
Or if you are a small business owner or big business owner, you can purchase a group tickets, which are a very discounted price, and offer them to your employees either on the Labor Day or at Christmas Day or as a Christmas or a birthday gift. I think a gift of music is very special, and maybe you can consider that way of approaching.
Absolutely, and especially supporting the symphony that is working so hard to be a part of the community and incorporate so many musicians and so much talent in our community. And we really thank you for that, and particularly this theme of water this coming year that is so important to all of us here in Louisiana. That is the Acadiana Symphony's Orchestra's upcoming season, 2013-2014. The theme is water. You can find out more at their website, acadianasymphony.org, and you can also get one of their beautiful brochures as well. Anything else we need to know about the season? Or?
Just, I hope to see everybody on the downbeat.
Thank you very much,
Marius. Thank you very much.